They return?
Talk to Ben.
Thank you. Okay, fine. So I guess we have, we're dealing today with the question of whether she was Makif. Okay. So Makif what? So the Gemara says, Ashir Makif as HaKarban, the Rebbe Meir. So is the Makif the Karban? That's what it sounds like. So Rebbe Meir says, because it's supposed to compare it to Kapara, just like Kapara is Makif, so the Shir is Makif. And Rabbanan say, no. Kapara is compared to Avoda, the Kapara, they're both beyond. Okay, fine. So, the question was Makif. So, what's a Makif? What are we talking about? Right? So Tosus asks, he says, how could you say that it's Makif the Karban, right? Or it's done during the Nesachim, and even if you don't do the Nesachim, it's not Makif. The Nesachim are Makif the Karban. So how could it be that Shira, which is the part of Nesachim, is Makif the Karban? If it is Makif the Karban, then how could it be that if you do a Karban without Nesachim, it'll be Kasher, but you're not doing any Shira? Right? So because of this, Tosus says that it can't possibly mean that. Rather, it means that the Shira is Makif the Kiyum of Nesachim. Right, that's Machlokas. Do you say that you have the Kiyum of Nesachim if you don't do the Shira? Or not? Right? Or not. But definitely you have the Kiyum of Karban. Right. Okay, which kind of makes sense. Right? It makes this point makes sense on the surface. Because it's true. How could you say that you're not going to have the Kiyum of Karban? It could be worse than if you didn't do Nesachim altogether. Right. So that's what Tosus learns. But the Tosus Rosh somehow does learn that it's actually Makif the Karban. He says, if you never do Nesachim, then it's fine. But if you do Nesachim, then the Machlokas says, do you say then by doing the Nesachim without Shira, that's Makif the Karban? Or you say, no, you still have the Kiyum of Karban. Which again, Tosus seems to ask on that. It sounds ridiculous. It's backwards. It sounds like a contradiction. Manashach, do you say that Nesachim is do you need Nesachim or not Nesachim? If you don't need Nesachim, how could it be? I'm sorry, is Shira Makif or Shira is not Makif? You say it's Makif, so then who cares if you do Nesachim or not? It should always be, you don't do Shira, it should be Pasul. Why is it only Pasul, only Makif, when you actually do the Nesachim? Okay, so these are the facts, right? So where should we start? Right, I guess it's from Tosfos, if you held it as the Nesachim or Makif, the Karban, then you'd have to do it on that day. Because like it means that the Kiyum of Karban demands a Nesachim. So you're doing the Karban on this day, it means you have to make the Nesachim part of the Karban. But the fact that you do the Nesachim a few days later means that the Karban is a Mechayev you to bring the Nesachim. But it's not really part and parcel of the Karban, it's just the Mechayev of it. That's why you do it a few days later. But if we're Ma'akev, then it would have to be part of the HaKarban's HaKarban. So you see, the fact that you do it a few days later shows you it's not part of the HaKarban's HaKarban. So it's not Ma'akev. If you don't do it a few days later, so whatever, you're about to lechut mitzvah, but it's not going to be Makif the Karban 4 days later retroactively. I think it's like that. You don't say that. It means if you don't do it altogether, so it's not Makif. Where should we start? So how should we start here? I think it's better to start with Tosfos, right? I mean, Tosfos Rosh is harder. Harder, right? I mean, that's the difficult shita. At least that's the way they're being presented. It sounds all right, logically, it's a problem. So I think we should start off with Tosfos. Let's just define the question according to Tosus. I mean, the only problem is it doesn't sound like we're saying that, but whatever. That's fine for Tosus, then we could be okay with it also. Alright? So according to Tosus, so what's the machlokas? We just define what's the machlokas. Definitely, the Karban is fine if you don't do Shira, because it just is. Probably even if you don't do Nesachim, so it's fine. So if you don't do Nesachim, it's fine. And don't do Nesachim altogether, you're okay. Still have the Kiyum of Karban. So the question is, well, let's say you do Nesachim and you don't do Shira. Do you have the Kiyum of the Nesachim? Or do you say no? That you don't even have the Kiyum of the Nesachim. Okay? So what's that Machlokas? What's that Machlokas? Madam Dam. Yeah, so just I see here, the Bene Gershon says, it's the parentheses in the Bene Gershon, but I mean, I guess those are Bene Gershon or someone who thinks they understand the Bene Gershon, whatever. But he says, when it says the Kapara is Ma'akev, it means the Kapara of the Kohanim, namely the Matan Damim, which is like the Zrika, the putting the Dam in the Mizbeach. So if you don't do that, that's apparently what brings about the Kapara. And if you don't do that, then there's no Karban. You can't do the Karban without the Dam in the Mizbeach. You do everything else except for the Zrika of the Dam. It doesn't work that way. That's the Kimika, the Kapara depends on that. He's saying so too, the Shira is essential, and you don't have the Kimika, you know, the Kimika without the Shira. So like Jeremy's saying, but just a little, so again, the point I want to do is just give a basic halakhic definition of what's the machlokes, yes, according to Tosfos. Without the wise, just the halakhic construct is that, is nisach, is shira, what's the relationship of shira to nisach? Right, you're definitely doing it during nisach. So is it like part of the avodas nisach? As well as nisach, has a few steps, a few parts to it. And one part of it is the shira. Right, the Kohan were doing the Nisuch and the Yom were doing the Shira, and that's all part of one, that's one Maisa Avoda. Or do you say that, no, the Avoda is really the Nisuch, and the Shira is a Kiyam in the Nisuch? Okay, Shira is a Kiyam. So it's a Kiyam, it's part of the Avoda itself, so then if you don't do it, you didn't do the Yalaki, you didn't do the Avoda Nisuch, that's part of it, part of the process. But if you say that it's just the Kiyam in it, so then fine, so if you did it, you did Nisuch. So one you have the Kiyam Nisach, so you didn't do a Kiyam, okay, fine. So it's a Kiyam, with the Kiyam, like it brings out a certain aspect, brings out an idea, right? Or do you say that it's like very part of the Avodas Nisach itself, right? And yesterday, so what we said is that this part of the Mechayev is the real Avodas Karban. The Avodas Karban has two parts, the full Avodas Karban, namely the Karban and the Nisach. That's Mechayev even doing Shira. But now, what's the role, halachically, of Shira? Is Shira part of the Avodas HaKarban? It becomes part of the Avoda of the Nisach? It's built into the Maisa of the Karbanos. You do the Karban and you do the Nisach with the Shira, so that's the way it's built in. In which case, you'll say it's Ma'akev, because you didn't do the Nisach. So now it's basically like you did a Karban without the Nisach, because it's part of the Nisach. That's the way, it's the Mechayev. The Mechayev is a Mechayev that you do the Nisach, that the Nisach includes Shira. Or do you say that no, that it's Mechayev you to do this Kiyam? No, that it's not that it becomes, it's Mechayev you, it's not that it transforms, that when you do this Avoda, part of the Avoda is the Shira. No, you do the Avoda and that's Mechayev you to, so to qualify this thing with the Shira. And that's a Kiyam, it's like an added qualification. So an added qualification, then you don't say the thing is Ma'akev. Is it really built into the Maisa Avoda, or is it like a super added qualification? Right? So far that's a good halachic definition, right? It's a halachic definition. Now, so again, so what's the definition? Is it part of the, part and parcel of the Avoda of Nisach? Or do you say that it's just a Kiyam? Right? It's just a Kiyam. Okay, we'll go further in a second, but so what's the kasha? So what's Tosis's kasha? Why can't you just apply this svara to say that vis-a-vis the karban? Right? Like, why can't you just adjust this to karban? Is it part and parcel of the avodas of karban, or is it just the kiyam in the karban? Right? Why can't you say that? Yeah. In other words, you said you can't say that is really part and parcel of the Avodas HaKarban. Okay, because the Nisuch itself isn't part and parcel of the Avodas HaKarban. Right? In other words, what's Nisuch? So Nisuch is a Ma'akev. So you see, apparently, the Nisuch itself is not an intrinsic part of the Avodas HaKarban. The Nisuch itself is a super added, and the Karban is a Mechayev in Nisuch. And maybe it's a Kiyam in the Karban that it brings Mesachim with it. But the Nisuch itself is not part and parcel of the Karban. So you can't say the Shira, which is part of the Nisuch, is part and parcel of the Avodas HaKarban, and therefore if you don't do the Nisuch, if you don't do the Shira, then you're Ma'akev, the Kiyam of Karban, because the Shira is not part of the Nisuch, and the Nisuch itself isn't Ma'akev, and it's not part and parcel of the Avodas HaKarban. So you can't say that. So you say it's Ma'akev, you're going to have to say that they're saying it's part and parcel of the Nisuch. That's the question. Is it part of the Nisuch itself? Is it really incorporated as a part of the Nisuch? And if you don't do this, you don't have Nisuch? Or do you say it's just the Kiyam in the Nisuch? Okay, but that's what he's saying, is that you can't say it's intrinsically a part of the Maisa of the Avodas HaKarban when Nisuch itself is not intrinsically part of the Avodas HaKarban. And it exists as a component of the Nisuch. Right? So that's why Tosis learns with this definition, it's not possible, if this is the question, is it really just the Kiyam or is part of the Avodas itself? You can't possibly say that with vis-a-vis the Karban. You have to say that's a question and how it's incorporated into the Nisach. Karban is Mechayev Nisachim, and part of the Nisachim is the Avodah of Nisachim is Shira. according to that side.
And Shira, it makes sense that Shira is the Mechayev is the carbon because it really is a cue in the whole.
Sachem.
Well, carbon Shira is Mechayev. Carbon
is Mechayev and Sachem, and part of the Sachem includes Shira. But Shira, when you do the Nesachim, it's part of the Karban. It's a key.
That's why it makes sense to have the Karban as the Mechayev and not the Nesachim as the Mechayev of the Shira, because it really is a Kiyum in the whole
Avodah Zakarban. Right. In the full Avodah, when you do the Avodah Zakarban in its fullest, namely with the Nesachim together with it, so then you do the Shira as well. But the Shira is halachically, according to this side, a part of the other than Nesachim. Or you could have said, no, it's just the Kiyum in the Nesachim, and you do the Nesachim, then you should do it with this Kiyum. So it's a Kiyum in the Nesachim, so then it could be, it's expendable. But now to get to the sense of the thing, I mean, maybe it'll make it a little more palatable. I mean, at this point, it's kind of like an empty, like a halachic definition. It doesn't give you much insight, but it's still, it's a good definition. What's the role of the Shira? It says Kiyum in the Nesachim, or it's part of the Nesachim itself. So just to say, what's this, it could give it some sense, right? So I think that's what would you say, the surface, what would be the first step? What do you think it should be or shouldn't be? The ordinary halakhic sense, what do you think is smoother to say? Good, on the surface you'd say it's a kiyum. Because the avodah is nisach, because you take wine, you're pouring it on the mizbeach. What's shira? Shira is a separate thing. And the avodah is the ma'aseh avodah, right? And the tamar of the kohanim, and the levium, are it's a superadded thing, they're doing the shira. Right, so on the surface, at least structurally, you'd think that it's a separate thing. The nisach is a nisach. What do you mean? It's part of the nisach is that I sing a song. I mean, it's not nisach. So how is that part of the nisach? So I understand telling me that it's a good idea to introduce that you, while you're doing the nisach, you express the idea of Lashem. You know, that's good. But structurally, it's much smoother to say that it's a kiyum. That it's brought in as a kiyum. But so what's the sense to saying that it's not, that it's actually built in as really part of the thing? Right, like we were saying yesterday, or the idea which was kind of developing this whole thing, is B'Shem Hashem, Asheris B'Shem Hashem, is that it's an Avodah, it's a Shero Sheyesh B'Shem Hashem, that the Shira does is it takes the Gefen, the Nisach, which could be viewed as like an idea of making the gods happy or whatever, and it's showing, it's incorporating the Hashem Hashem into the thing. So the saying is that you could say is that the whole idea of like the Torah set it up, then the Nisach without the Hashem Hashem, without the Yeshira, which explains the Nisach, it's not Nisach. The Nisach is built into it is that it's that it needs the the Yeshira. I mean, you could say that. I mean, there's an argument to say that, you know, whether you would or wouldn't, I'm not sure why, you know, but there's, like, in a certain sense, halachically, it's smoother to say that it's extraneous, because it's a different thing, but at the same time, you could argue that you couldn't set up the Nisach, and again, the Nisach, which is based on, say, I say, part of the carbon and the Nisach, the whole thing, saying is that so when you do the Chil of Ashiya, that's Mechayiv, that it's, that it includes the Shem Hashem. Without the Shem Hashem, then it's not you're lacking the Ma'aseh Avodah itself. Right? So the nature of the type of idea would really warrant that it should be ma'akev and built into it, but structurally, it's not so easy. So it's a question is how did the Torah set it up? Did it incorporate the, so to speak, alien activity into the very Ma'aseh Avodah, make it ma'akev, or just left it as, like I said, as a separate kiyum? Okay? Okay, but I think it's good. I mean, like, that's kind of the sense, the way you started, right? The kind of way you started. That saying is, you know, something like that. But I think it's good to first define the halakha question, you know what I mean? And then you give it a sense to it. But first of all, the sense is always a little more speculative, and the definition is just, God, it's kind of, you know, it's much more, you know, definite than, you know, because it's just a kind of defining the thing. So, you know, and I think, you know, it's just good in order. I mean, you can't skip the definition and just jump right to the thing, you know. Like, the philosophy kind of could be like a reason why the Torah went with a certain formulation, but the formulation is still the formulation, it's the halacha, you know what I mean? So, like, there could be a sense to it. The cause for the halacha could be the idea behind it. And it can make it palatable, but it doesn't, you know, it's not a replacement for the halacha. Yeah. Okay, good. So now that brings us to Tosfos Darash, right? But again, you know, it's a Tosfos' problem, his whole point is you can't say it's part of the Maisa HaKarbon itself, part of the Avodas HaKarbon itself, because it's part of Nisach, and Nisach itself is not part of the Avodas HaKarbon itself. Okay? So you can't say it's part of the Avodas HaKarbon itself. How could it be? Right? You can't say that the Avodas HaKarbon itself is only complete and demands Shira, but it doesn't. It doesn't. The Nisal itself is that you cannot have. And you see, you have the carbon, even if you don't do the Nisal. So how could he say that the carbon demands, right, demands Shira? So Tosfos Rosh the Alter. The question is, how could we defend that? Okay, Tosfos Rosh says that when we say that Shira is Ma'akev, it means if you bring the Nisachim. But obviously, if you don't bring the Nisachim, then of course the Shira is not going to be Ma'akev. Right? So it's only Ma'akev if you're actually in the Sakham. But the problem is, yeah, Manashach, if you tell me that, do you say that Shira is an intrinsic component in the Avodah, in which case you should always need it, you should need the Nisachim in order to be able to do the Shira, or do you say no, that's a Kiyam, it's a separate thing? How could you say that it's only, that if you bring the Nisachim, then it's Ma'akev, that's Likuba, but if it's Ma'akev, the Kiyam on Karbon itself. But if you don't, then it's not. Yeah, okay, good. So Morris is saying, I was thinking of this story like this before I came here, but I thought of another one, a different story also, but let's go with it for now. So Morris is saying that according to Tosa, the question is it a Kiyam? Is the Shira a Kiyam, or is it like part of the Avodah itself? Okay, but Tosa Rosh is saying, no. Is that, do you say that it's just a Kiyam, or you say that it's pshat, it's further. It's not just part of the Avodah itself, but it's that it's nesachim below Shira is a pagam. Doing the stuff without Shira is like a posel, or it's a pagam. Okay, because nesachim has like a wrong idea. There's an implied wrong idea in the nesachim. So it's like a nesachim, it's not just that it's part of the Avodah of the nesachim, it's part of it, but it's like it's like nesachim alone is like a wrong, is a bad Avodah. It's an Avodah Paguma, and it's like it's the Shira that renders it a good Avodah. Okay, so it's again Nesachim really Shira is like it's an Avodah Paguma. Okay, it's not just a part of it, but it fixes it, so to speak. So if you learn that way, that it's actually a Pagam in the Avodah, so it's true Nesachim, it's true you don't need to do the Nesachim. And if you do your Karbon without Nesachim, you're okay. You're okay? It's not absolutely necessary. You could do it. You have a lower level carbon. But if you do the Nisachim, then it's a Kiyam in the carbon. So it becomes part of the Avodah Zakarbon. Right? It does become part of it. Not necessary part of it, but it's part of it. Now, if you introduce a Pagam into it, so now it turns out that you've rendered your Avodah the carbon itself, Avodah carbon with the Pagam in it. So it's true. You'd be better off if you would have left it out in the first place, because then you're just missing a component. So you're missing, fine, it's not Ma'akev, you're missing an unnecessary component. But when, suppose you're doing the component with the Pagam, so it registers, and it registers a Pagam, and a Pagam is going to, you can't just say, oh, only when Sachem are a Pagam. But carbon doesn't tolerate a Pagam. If you have a Pagam in your carbon, the whole thing is possible. The whole thing is possible. Right? So that would be the Shita holds that it's Ma'akev. Or do you say, no, that in Sachem, that's not the halacha of the Shira. Shira is not removing a Pagam in the Sachem, it's just a Kiyam in the Sachem. It's positive, it's not, there's no pagam, halachically there's no pagam in the thing, it's just it's just adding a kiyam. That's the Tosfos Rosh, right?
What's the second side?
The second side is a regular way, it's a kiyam. It's not, he just doesn't buy that idea, he says that it's, that the nesachim is a nesachim, and the shira is a kiyam in the nesachim. So it's a kiyam, but it's not ma'akev. I mean, do you say, what's the role, the relationship of the
which
happens
to be one of the sides and Tosfos.
Yeah, it happens to be one of the sides and Tosfos. Yeah, and that side is fine. Everyone, the one says, not Ma'akev, just the Kiyam. But the question is, Tosfos says, it is Ma'akev, do you say, what does it mean? Does it mean that it's part of the Avodah of the Nesachim? So that it's part of, it's an intrinsic part of the Avodah of the Nesachim. So then it's only, so you can't say it's an intrinsic part of the Avodah of the Karbon because you don't need Nesachim. But what do you say that it means? Because it's a Pagam to have, it's removing a Pagam in Nesachim. You can't Nesachim without Shira as a Pagam. So if that's the case, then once you do the Nesachim, if you don't do it without Shira, it's going to pogam the whole thing. You can't just have Pagam in the Nesachim, it's going to pogam the whole carbon.
Why? That's.
I mean, you'd have to say the Pagam is when you do, like according to this side at least, is the pagam is, and when you do the achila v'shsiya b'li nesachah b'li shira. That's the other question. But is the pagam is not just the nesachah, but it's the pagam when you do the full avodah sakarba achila v'shsiya without shira. That's a pagam. So it's not just the pagam nesachah, right? Because do nesachah tomorrow, you don't need shira. So apparently nesachah alone isn't the pagam. But it's that insofar as your nesachim, your carbon has a nesachim attached to it, so that introduces a pagam, which has to be corrected through the shira. Yeah, I would think the question, what the machlokas, I guess this is Jeremy kind of was bothering you, is I think it's a chiddush to say that the nesachim are introduced as like a pagam. Like to have the nesachim without shira is like a pagam, and the shira is like as being introduced as a removal of a pagam. I mean, it's just like halachically, it's a big chiddush. Like there's a kind of philosophical sense to that, but like halachically, I can see saying it's a kiyum. I can see saying it's like a part of the avodas hakarban itself. But to say that it's like the Torah is introducing nesachim, and nesachim alone is like an avodah beguma, and it has the shira as like a removal of the begam. I think that's like it's a big chiddush. I mean, that's also a chiddush. It seems like Tosfos does not accept that. I mean, it's a chiddush, it's a hard, you know, there's again, in a philosophical level, that you can see the idea, you see the sense behind it, because you're doing the avodah which looks like about zara or something, you know? But halachically, they say that it's like nesachim, plainness, and nisach hayayin is an avodah beguma, and it introduces shira as like a removal of pekam. It's a big chiddush halachically. It seems like he's not willing to, you know, it seems that Tosfos is not willing to accept, according to the Svara. Right, I would think that's where the machlokas is in. Is that, I mean, Tosfos is not, you want to say it's an important idea, so say it incorporates it into the Maisa Avodah, it's part of the Seir Avodah itself. But to say that it's incorporated halachically as a pagam in the Avodah without it, that's a chiddush. You know? Jeremy, that's exactly what's bothering you, is like, do you see something like that? I mean, that's a chiddush. It's a unique type of a structure. I mean, maybe you come up with something like that, but it's like, that's what I'm saying, is that I could see as a question intuitively. Is that a good formulation? I mean, it is like your sense. When you're asking that question, Jeremy, you're sensing that's like a unique, it's not an ordinary type of a formulation. That's why you're asking that question. So, I mean, I think that the fact that you're wondering that is like an indicator, I think that's a sense. Like, there's this intuitive question. Is that a good halachic formulation? Although it may make sense in a philosophical level, but that doesn't mean that's a good tzura, halachically. I had a different svara. I mean, this is Mars' svara. This is what I was thinking, before I started today, that's what I thought I was going to say, but it's still a good svara. But I just thought of another different svara. Different svara, which is maybe it's more in what Tosfos Rosh is saying, and a little less of a chiddush. Less of a chiddush, which is again, what's Tosfos' kasha? Tosfos' kasha is manashach. If you want to tell me that the shira is part of the avodas hakarban, or is it part of the avodas hakarban? It's not part of the avodas hakarban. If you tell me it's part of the avodas hakarban, then how could you have a carbon without nisach? It doesn't have shira, right? Elamai have to tell me that's not part of the avodas hakarban. So then, how could it possibly be a carbon if you do the carbon and nisach and you don't do the shira? But it's not part of the avodas hakarban. It's a separate thing. Right? That's Tosfos kasha on Tosfos Rosh, right? And therefore Tosfos rejects it. But I'm wondering is maybe the Tosfos Rosh will say that there's, the question is like this, is that you have nesachim, nesachim are maki of the carbon. So how do you look at the nesachim? Okay, this will sound familiar, but how do you look at the nesachim? Are the nesachim like a kiyam in your carbon? Okay. Is it pshat that nesachim are a kiyam? Because you see nesachim are maki. So do you say that, look, you can do a carbon is essential achiyav. And the nesachim will give you a kiyam and that will just a carbon. Okay, it's like it enhances the carbon through doing the nesachim as well. Okay, it's a kiyum. Where do you say, and you could have the kiyum, or you cannot have the kiyum. So if you say that, then you can't say a part of the nesachim is going to be more than a kiyum, because the whole nesachim themselves are like a superior kiyum. Or do you say it's like, that really there are two types of avodas hakarbon. There's two levels, two maaseh hakarbonos. You can do the maaseh hakarbonos, the carbon alone, or you can do the Maisa Karbon with the Karbon Venisach. It's not just like a Kiyam. A Kiyam is like a superadded thing, but it's like there's two levels, two tracks. The Avoda could be just an Avoda of the you could do just the Nisach, just the Karbon, or you could do the Achila, or you do the achil v'shtiya. It's like a different. It's a different karban. It's a different. I'll say there are ma'isa karbanos when you do the achila and the shtiya. When you do the karban and the nisach, two different tracks. Okay. So if you learn that way, that it's really there's. It's not just like a super edikim, but it's like there's two tracks. So you could learn that if you do track B, okay, if you're doing the avodas akarban of karban v'nisach, then shira is part and parcel of that avoda. Okay, then shira, once you're doing nisach, it means you're partaking of this type of avoda, the full-blown avoda. Then the Torah introduced shira as a part and parcel of that avoda. And if you don't have it, then it's ma'akev the kima karban. Because once it's part of the avoda, so then you're lacking a component of the avoda. Now, it's true, you could have not done this track. You could have done the lesser track. You could have done the avoda of just the avoda of karban alone with nisach. And then you wouldn't have had the shira. That's true. But given that you're not doing that, so you're involved in a different type of an avoda. You're involved in the avoda of karban of karban v'nisachim. So now shira is a part and parcel of that thing. And if you don't do it, so now you're lacking a part of your avoda. And you'll say, oh, pretend I didn't do the nisachim. You did the nisachim, and that's the avoda which you're involved in. So far as you're involved in that, now it's makiv the karban. So if you look at nisach, Tosus looks at nisach as just the kiyam. So if you're lacking the kiyam, you can't say you're lacking the avoda, because all you're doing is you're lacking the kiyam. Even if you're lacking the shira, even if you want to say that the shira is part and parcel of the nisach, but so far it's part and parcel of the kiyam. So you don't have the kiyam, so you just have the avoda, so you minus it out. But if you say that the nisach is not just, it's not just the kiyam, it's like a new form of the avoda. You can do the avoda in the form, the basic form, or you can do the advanced form, which involves karban and nisach. So far as you decide what you're doing. If you're doing the nisachim today, then you're really doing the nisachim with the karban, and you're involved in that ma'aseh karbanos. So now, insofar as you're doing that, if you don't have the shira, so shira, the Torah is saying, shira is part and parcel of that, part of that. So now if you don't have that, so now you're not doing the real avoda. So now you can't now say, let's pretend like I didn't do it. Because this is the avoda you're doing. You're doing the avoda. It's with a missing essential component. Right? So that's what Tosfos Rosh says. Tosfos Rosh says, Yeshlom Adon Roshira Ma'akev Hainu Kshehevi Anasachem Ima Karban. When does it say it's Ma'akev? That's if you bring the Nesachem with the Karban. So if you're involved in that Karban, the Karban with the Nesachem, that's when it's Ma'akev. Avo Kshehevi Ima Karban. But if you're not bringing the Nesachem with the Karban, so it's not Shayach. So he's like saying there's like two kinds of Hakravas. There's the Hakrava which involves the Nesachem and Hakrava which doesn't involve the Nesachem. I mean, so far as you have it, then it's saying it's an essential component of it. If not, not.
The nisach is an essential component.
It's the nisach. Well, if you say that there's two kinds, you're doing a hakrava with nisach, then the shira is an essential component of that avoda. But if you're doing the avoda without nisach, so now you're doing a different form of the avoda, and that form of the avoda doesn't have shira, doesn't have nisach. So that's what Tosfos Rosh learned. But Tosfos isn't going to tolerate. Tosfos isn't learning there's two tracks. That's a Chiddush. Chiddush is to say there's two different forms of Avoda. Now the simple way is, look, the Avoda is Avoda. Now it's true, it's a Kiyam if you do the Nisach together with it, fine. But if you don't do the Nisach, so then you don't have the Kiyam of Nisach. And if you do the Nisach without the Shira, so fine, so you're lacking the Nisach, so you're lacking that Kiyam. But you don't say it's like you're involved in a new track. The advantage of this way of learning, as opposed to Morrison's way, is like you don't have to introduce a new idea of like of a pagan, you know, and Tosfos Rosh isn't saying like it's a pagan. He's kind of, it just sounds like he's just saying this as ma'akev. He's just kind of ignoring, and he's kind of pushing aside the problem. So he's not, you know, like it's, you could say either way, but it seems like this logically, it seems logically it does sidestep the problem. And if it does, I mean, if this is logical, I don't see the need to posit this idea of a pagan. And this is much smoother, and it doesn't have, the Pagan idea like only really has a good sense to it if you like bring in like the philosophical sense of the thing. Which isn't, I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's, you know, it's something a little bit, you know, better if you could work it out like on a, you know, it's like a good halachic svara in its own right. I mean, again, we're not in the only problem with this svara is we're not really in the sugya of Nesachim and Karban here. We're kind of, it's a sugya, presumably. Although I looked around it didn't seem like there's that much on it. The role of the Nesachim. But presumably there's stuff, you know. I mean, we're positing a svara here about Nesachim. As opposed to, the svara is not a question about the role of Shira, it's more a question about the role, the relationship between the Karban and the Shira. And sorry, and the Nesachim. So that's, I guess, something that would be a little looking into. Again, according to, I'm saying is, according to the, if you say the Pagam Svar, Machal gets a Tosvash and Tosvash, is that a good Tosvash, a good Svar? Basically, could you say that's halachically formulated as a Pagam? So I'm saying the other way, says, no one holds it's a good formulation. Forget that. You know, different Svar, that's a bad formulation. And therefore, yeah, it's not the way to go. But the way to go, rather, is a totally different question. Not about real Shir, about the role of the relationship, whether there's two tracks of carbon with Nisachim and a carbon without Nisachim. And again, I see the Tosafot Rosh kind of pointing towards that. He doesn't say that much, but that's all he says, basically. That it depends. So let's talk about whether carbon has Nisachim with it. That's when you say it's, you know, the Shir is not cake. But we're not talking about when the carbon doesn't have Nisachim. So I kind of saw that. I read that. I see, it seems like, oh, there's two different kinds of carbons.
Why do you even need to say two tracks?
Well, one other point that I just wanted to mention quickly. I don't know much about this, but it says the halacha, the Rambam brings in the halacha that onin is impossible during Shir. Normally, an onin is possible for like a karbon. Kohen is an onin, he does avodah, that's why it's possible to do avodah. But here, now Levi is an onin, it says it's kasher. Okay, Levi onin, mater lava l'shor. Okay, you can do it. So I was thinking is maybe it's because like it's not really an avodah per se. It's really just an enhancing the avodah of the karbon, the Kohen. So, I mean, again, I'm not in this again, but I'm just saying perhaps the idea is that the onin can't be an ovate really. But he's not really an ovate. It's not really an avodah proper. It's really just bringing out a component of the avodah sakar kohen. So like the gavra of the onin isn't roi. Like the Rambam says the onin, the levi isn't mesharis, like that other part. The gavra of the onin isn't roi to be a mesharis Hashem. But this isn't really a sheras per se. It's an enhancing, bringing out the other guy's sheras. So it's bringing out that facet. But it's really the ovate is really the kohen. You know what I mean? So it could be that's why there's no soul of onin. You know, but again, I'm not. You have to look into that. It just kind of fits in with the way we're saying, but it's sarchian to, you know, to the psalm on it. Okay, so the one thing I think is worth doing. I mean, this next part of the Gemara, I think it's a little bit philosophical. Like it's kind of asking another idea in Shiras. I'm sorry, not Shiras. And why you're doing Shira? It's like he Masna learns it because Tachas Shel Avad Hashem Kachal B'Simcha V'Tov Lev. Tov Levav. That the reason why I do Shira is because you have to do Avodas Hashem is Simcha V'Tov Lev. And what does it mean? Simcha V'Tov Lev? That's Shira. Shira is what brings Simcha and Tov Lev into the Avodah. So it says, what do you mean? Maybe it doesn't mean Shira. Maybe it means Divrei Torah. Because Divrei Torah also are Mesamche Lev. There's no Mesamche Lev, but it's not Tov Lev. So maybe it's Bikurim. It's Bikurim is Samachta V'Chala Tov. So it says, no, that's called Tov, but it's not Tov Levav. So it's like, you know, this sounds like it's, sounds like, I mean, it would be interesting to figure out what's you know, it seems to me that it's a philosophical idea. It seems to me that, I mean, the Gemara has a lot of different shitas, a lot of different reasons that the things in Shira. There's a bunch of psukim it brings down. And the Gemara brings them all a bunch down. And the Rambam only has one of them. You know, the one of Shiras B'Shem Hashem Elokav. So it seems to me, again, I'm not sure about this, but it seems to me is that the Rambam's not just paskening one shita, but is the real halacha, the real mechayev of Shira is because of Sheres B'Shem Hashem Elokav. That's the halachic mechayev. That's the din of Shira. But there's kiyumim, there are additional ideas in the thing. And these aren't like, they're not arguing, they're showing, bringing out other ideas, other values, other kiyumim in the Shira. It's not just, you know what I mean? And that's why the Rambam's not just paskening, he's saying we have paskening like this as opposed to that. Because that's a paskening in the Torah, Sheres B'Shem Hashem Elokav. These are kind of like Josh, Tachat Shalat Hashem Kol Simchol Tov Leiv. That's hard to say. That's a limud for the halacha that you have the Shira. And so I think these are like additional ideas in the Shira. But there are additional ideas. There are additional ideas. So I think it might be a little philosophical. What's this idea? But it's very interesting, you know. And it gets into Talmud Torah. It gets into Bikurim Tov Leiv. So maybe we'll do that for a day. I don't want to spend more than a day on it. But maybe on Monday we could do that. It's the Gemara. It's based on that Gemara of Mas Namar, it's like the fourth wide line in on Erchin Yid Alf and Aleph, and it just goes a few lines, not too far. Okay, like four or five lines, and I think there's a Tosus also. Maybe I'm not sure how much we're going to, but Tosus is Samechlev in theory we may look at also. Okay, so that's that, and then I think what we're gonna do next. I mean, this is probably one day. But I think maybe next, I'm still preparing it, but I'm hoping to do Oseik B'Mitzvah Patam HaRatzvah. Okay, Oseik B'Mitzvah Patam HaRatzvah. It's a sugya on like sukkah. I think it's chafheim and vase or something like that. Question of your sukkah, holcha hayderach. If you're on the going on the road for a mitzvah, you pata from sukkah, so it gets into sukkah spada on mitzvah. So I think that's what we're going to do next. Okay. Yeah. Okay.